Well, the Nine Entertainment Corporation has reported its first half results. What exactly did the media company say in these numbers? Well, net profit after tax fell by 41%, coming in at $102 million. Revenue was up by 67%, with that figure coming in at around $1.2 billion. Pre-tax earnings, or earnings before interest and tax, were down by 12% to $185 million. And earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, that measure was up by 41% to $251 million. They declared a 5-cent interim dividend, which was the same as the previous corresponding period. So what exactly drove these results? Well, when you look at Nine Entertainment, it is really a story of an organization that is trying to re-engineer its position in the media landscape, moving away from its conventional or legacy businesses in broadcasting, free-to-air television, for example, and radio, and establish a more dominant footprint where the digital universe is concerned. And they're succeeding in that, but the thing is that it takes time to do that, and there are still risks when it comes to your legacy business. So on the positive side of things, they saw a very strong performance from their Stan streaming business, which most people would be familiar with. Very strong subscriber growth over the course of the period. They've got around 1.8 million subscribers at the moment. Importantly, over the summer period, they saw an increase in the average number of hours viewed on that platform, so that was encouraging. And they also saw a significant turnaround in their earnings, $35 million over the course of the period. But the problem is that in relative terms, it's still a small proportion of their overall earnings. And that applies to their 9Now video on demand platform as well. So that saw a strong revenue growth, that was up by more than 40%, and their earnings growth was up by more than 60%. But on the more challenging side of things, in the free-to-air space, advertising still remains challenged, and that was reflected in the revenue side of things, which was down by 6%, and EBITDA was down by around 36%. Another example of a challenged business was Domain. That's because of the soft property market over the course of the previous 6 months, where the number of listings were quite low, and that was reflected in that 18% fall in EBITDA and a 20% fall in revenue. So where to now when it comes to Nine? Well, as far as the rest of the year is concerned, they're pretty optimistic about the continued momentum in their Stan business. They're expecting a similar dynamic for the 9Now business as well, but they're going to spend more money investing in the content on that platform. And they're expecting the cost side of things to stabilize where their radio business is concerned, and they are confident of an improvement in the Domain business as well. So to that end, they're expecting their pre-tax earnings, or earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, to come in at around $423 million. That's comparable to the same time last year. The market likes the result. The shares are up by 6% in a very challenged market today. So that's a great outcome under the circumstances. It's just a question of whether or not that momentum can continue, given the fact that the stock is down by around 3% in year-to-date terms.